Hey, today, as we're continuing in the 12th parak of Masech Chul, we are up to Parak Yud Beis, Mishnah Gimel. Ha'isama ofefes. If a mother bird was hovering above the nest where a person came to take the babies, so bizman shekanafeh nogos bekan, if the wings of the mother are touching the nest, chayav l'shalech, then you got to send the mother away. Ein kanafeh nogos bekan, but if it's hovering above, flying above, and its wings are not touching the nest, patur milshalech, then you don't have to send the mother away, because it has to be that the mother's there. Ein shamele afroachech. If there's only one chick or one egg, chayv l'shalech, you still need to send the mother away. Shenemar kan, because the Torah says kan mikol makom, which means a nest that contains any amount of eggs or chicks. Hayisham mefrochin mefrichin. If the chicks are already able to fly on their own, obeitzu muzaros, or the eggs aren't fertilized, patim l'shalech. Then you're patim l'shalech kein shenemar ve'emor vetzus ala frochim o ala beitzim ma frochim b'nei kayama. So just like a frochin means that they can live af beitzim b'nei kayama, the beitzim also have to be b'nei kayama, yatsum uzaros, as opposed to if they're not fertilized. Umaha beitzim shrichon iman, and just like the beitzim are things that still require the mother in order to develop, afa frochon shrichon iman, so too the chicks have to be ones that still require the mother, and yatsum africhon, as opposed to if they already know how to fly. Shilcha v'chazra, shilcha v'chazra, if you keep sending the mom away, it keeps coming back. Afil arba v'chamish rapamim chayiv, shenem shalech t'shalach, even if it happens over and over again, you're chayiv each time. Omer, if the guy says, harin yino tol seim, I'm going to take the mother and I'll send away the banim. You're not allowed to do that. You got to send the mother away. If you took the banim and then you put them back in the nest, and then the mother came back, you don't have to do it again once you took them. So they're now yours, and that's it. Now they're mezuman, and if they're mezuman, then there's no mitzvah of shiluach hakein. So that's why if multiple people want to do shiluach hakein on the same nest, they have to be mafkir. The previous guy needs to be mafkarit. Hanot alim alabanim. If a person takes a mother bird while she's still there with the nest, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, lo kevenu mishalim. He gets malchus and he doesn't have to venu mishaleach, and he doesn't have to send the mother bird away because it's too late. V'chamim omrim mishaleach venu loke. No, since it's a lafanita class A, you can fix it by being mishaleach. So therefore, you don't get malchus. Klal kol mitzvos say sheish b'kumasei ein loken aleha. Any mitzvos say that could be rectified by an asei, you're not going to get malchus for. So let's review what we learned today. So in Mishnah Gimel, we said that if the mother is hovering, as long as its wings are touching the nest, Yechayiv and Shiluach Hakein. And we said if there's only, even if there's just one bird or one egg or one chick, Yechayiv anyway. And we had Limudim from Psukim that if the birds were already able to fly on their own or the eggs were not fertilized, that they're going to be Pater from Shiluach Hakein. And even if you sent it away and it keeps coming back, you're going to be Chayiv and Shiluach Hakein. If you want to reverse it and take the mother and leave the babies, you're still going to be Chayiv to send the mother away. It does not work that way. And once you did it, and you took the babies, and then the mother came back, you're no longer chayiv in shiluach hakein. In Mishnah Dalet, we said that if you took the mother against the halacha, so Rabbi Yehuda says, that's it, you get malchus, there's no longer a mitzvah. Whereas the Chum say, no, there's a lavanita glasei. So you could still correct it, and therefore you're not going to get malchus for it. Okay, B'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Perek Yud Beis Mishnah Hey.